The study looked at data from 2000 through 2003. 585 young people died violently in those 3 years. More than half of them committed suicide. The rest, 262, were murdered. The report didn't factor in traffic fatalities or other accidents. One of the study's authors is Richard Withers. He also directs the Firearm Injury Center at the Medical College of Wisconsin. Withers says guns were involved in 59% of the deaths, and drinking was another big factor.
One of the things that we found was that there was a higher than expected proportion of young people under age 21 who had alcohol in their systems when they were killed, either by suicide or homicide. In fact, it was higher than those who can legally drink.
Wisconsin's suicide rate for young people is 36% higher than the national average. Suicide is more prevalent in northern Wisconsin. Homicide happens more often in the southern part of the state, though Wisconsin's murder rate is below the national average. Withers says doctors should work more closely with law enforcement to identify people most likely to die violently.
It suggests to us, at any rate, that we should be paying a little bit more attention to prevention of violence and violent injuries.
The data for the study came from Wisconsin's Violent Injury Reporting System. It details how each person died with information from coroners and police reports. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.